In his acceptance speech tonight, President Clinton is expected to unveil initiatives designed to soften the effects of the welfare bill that he signed 1 week ago today. That law forces millions of welfare recipients to find work or lose their benefits. The president's move to radically change welfare is probably the most divisive issue among Democrats. Tonight, Bill Clinton is expected to announce new federal programs to help people who want to work. From Chicago, NPR's Edward Lipson reports.
The president is expected to propose $3 billion in grants to create jobs in neighborhoods with very high poverty rates, $500 million in tax credits for businesses that hire former welfare recipients, and the expansion of economic and enterprise zones.
Mister, by the time it gets to the street, people, the money's ate up already by having to be able to pay somebody with a PhD to sit in the office and interview me.
This man's name is Johnny Henderson. He lives in a poor neighborhood just a few blocks from where the Democrats are holding their convention. He's a 41-year-old ex-con on public aid. For now, he's panhandling. Henderson says he wants to work. In fact, he has a McDonald's application in his back pocket. But he says it's part of his hustle. He shows it to people he's begging from when they say they'd give him money if he were trying to help himself. Henderson says the Democratic Party, like the Republican Party, doesn't care about the poor anymore. And government job training programs, he's been through them before.
Yeah, I participated in the Job Partner Training Act, okay? And that was a sham. It's a sham. I went down there, I went through all the motions, and you know what? I got a list of jobs, okay, which I could have got the same jobs out of the Sun-Times newspaper that they gave me at the Job Partner Training Act, okay? Only difference is they gave me the car fare to go there.
He says when he got to the jobs, nobody would hire him, because his last job was in 1983. He has a prison record, and because he suffers from bouts of depression. Now the president is expected to reformulate a federal program that would give tax credits for a limited time to employers who hire former welfare recipients. Evelyn Brodkin studies welfare programs at the University of Chicago.
Targeted tax credits cost a lot of money for the number of jobs they create. Employers tend to use them to hire people they would hire otherwise. And if they're people they don't want to hire, for example, former welfare recipients, they simply don't think it's worth the hassle.
The second part of the president's proposal to help the poor is to expand the enterprise zones, the inner city economic development districts.
There's very limited research right now on enterprise zones. It is incredibly difficult to figure out what has been accomplished because of them, what it's cost, and what's been lost. One of the things you have to worry about in any of these economic strategies is, are you creating jobs in one place for one set of people and taking them away from someplace else and another set of people?
The president is also expected to announce tonight that he wants to raise the bulk of the money to pay for these proposals by raising taxes and fees on U.S. exporters, who claim that they already pay their taxes to other countries. But past proposals to raise this tax rate have not done well in Congress, most recently in 1992 and 1994. The political message the president is sending to the liberal wing of his party at this convention is, re-elect me and I'll correct the welfare bill. And I'll send billions of dollars directly to cities, cutting off the 32 Republican governors from this federal pipeline. Congress might have other ideas if the president's plan comes up for a vote, says the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Haley Barbour.
This is more of the stimulus package that was voted down in 1993. The reason he's proposing this is a way to give some pork to his political camp followers as they get ready for the campaign. I mean, he has proposed more than $10 billion of new spending programs before he says anything else tonight.
Paul Simon, the outgoing Democratic senator from Illinois, is also skeptical of these programs. He says they're not enough to offset the cuts in the welfare bill.
Well, it will lessen the effects slightly, but only slightly. The reality is the demand for unskilled labor is going down, and for the average woman with three kids, and maybe she can just barely read and write, she's had very inadequate educational opportunity, and you're not going to give her daycare. You know, what the president is proposing will help marginally, but doesn't deal with the fundamental problem.
He says there are people who will never be hired. Johnny Henderson, walking a couple of blocks away from where the president will speak tonight, says, Whether or not his $470 a month benefits end, he's going to look for work, as he has for 13 years now. He takes the tattered and grease-stained McDonald's application out of his back pocket and heads to the hamburger joint.
And what they're going to do is they're going to go back to the, here's an application, and when I ask them, can they help me fill it out, that's where things are going to go awry. Always do, always will.
How much can you order, sir?
Look, I didn't know, who do I see about getting a job here?
Johnny Henderson says he applies for work at this McDonald's every few months. He says, what the heck? He sleeps in the park right across the street. But he says they've never taken him on. He hands the McDonald's manager his application.
What's the chances of me getting on here?
Your chances are great, just as great as anyone's.
They do have openings, right?
Yes, we always have openings.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot, okay?
Okay, come back and see us soon.
I will, Mike.
All right, we'll give you a call as soon as we get to your application.
But Johnny Henderson has no phone. In Chicago, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.